This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado appears to have avoided a post-Thanksgiving spike of COVID-19 cases. Case numbers, hospitalizations, and new outbreaks are all down in the state, but more Coloradans are dying than at any other time during the pandemic following a surge in COVID infections in the state during the fall. More than half of Colorado businesses expect the economic fallout from COVID-19 to continue beyond next year. That's according to a new survey from the Colorado Chamber of Commerce. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Nearly half of businesses surveyed had to make adjustments to their workforce during the pandemic. 16% laid off employees, but have since hired them back. Another 20% have not rehired employees. A vast majority of companies plan to keep flexible work-from-home policies in place, even after the pandemic ends. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Thousands of students in Colorado have limited internet access while their classrooms go remote. Now Comcast is providing internet at 20 sites along the Front Range. Here's CPR's Claire Cleveland.
The Wi-Fi areas called Lift Zones will give internet access to thousands of students. The Wi-Fi will be enabled in parks and recreation centers as well as boys and girls clubs. The sites will be in Aurora, Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. The telecommunications giant also announced $150,000 worth of grants and resources to provide laptops and internet safety courses for students. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.